The Victoria Cougars, one of the Vancouver Island Junior Hockey League's, VIJHL, most decorated franchises, have been sold after more than two decades under the Esquimalt Hockey Society. The team has been purchased by Chris Lynn and Philip Pang, both longtime fixtures in the organization, in a deal approved Tuesday by the VIJHL's Board of Governors. For league president Mark McDonald, the transition marks the pinnacle of a process that began in April. Because the Cougars were operated by a non-profit society, he said, the move required extra steps to ensure a smooth handoff. This was a complicated deal because it was the Esquimalt Hockey Society that owned it, so it was not a private ownership, McDonald told Victoria News. There are intricacies to go from that to private ownership, but it's been a great learning experience for everybody, and we're really happy to have these gentlemen involved. Lynn has deep roots in island hockey. He played junior with the Juan de Fuca Whalers and Cowichan Valley Warriors before serving as head coach of the Victoria Warriors in the early 1990s in the former British Columbia Junior Hockey League. From 2022 to 2024, he was head coach and general manager of the Cougars. We are incredibly excited to join this storied franchise and become a part of a team and organization with such a deep love for the game and history of excellence, said Lynn. Pang, who has served as Cougars president and whose two sons and nephew played for the club, said he and Lynn share a common vision for both on-ice success and community impact. This acquisition represents a new chapter for our organization, says Philip. We are committed to building on the team's strong foundation and delivering a winning product on and off the ice. Even as ownership changes, the Esquimalt Hockey Society will continue to support the team. McDonald said volunteers have committed to at least five more years of involvement with game day operations, including 50-50 draws, ticket sales and concessions. That was a big thing for the league, to make sure that was in hand, McDonald said. The society and its members will continue to support the team, and that's very important to everybody. The Cougars have been one of the VIJHL's most consistent clubs since 1998, winning eight league championships, second only to the Campbell River Storm's 13. This season, they are off to a 2-1-1-0 start and have scored 21 goals, the second highest total in the league. McDonald said the new owner's history with the Cougars makes this transition about as seamless as it could be. These are not strangers to the Cougars or the society, he said. They've both been involved, and it's about the best transition we could hope for. The team they've put together this year is going to be a force to be reckoned with. McDonald would not disclose the sale price but said, the values of the VIJHL teams continue to rise. The Cougars return to action Thursday, September 18, against the Nanaimo Buccaneers.